children, and don't let them fall by the side of the road. And teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their heart. 'Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down.
Thank you, Father God, for this beautiful day in Detroit, Michigan. Give us this day our daily bread. Thank you for protecting us sheep from the evil one. In Jesus' name, amen. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your hostess. I am reading from the book of Revelation. We're going to start at chapter 4 today. This is a continuation series. I want to read the entire book of Revelation so that you and I will be blessed. Okay, turn to the book of Revelation, and let's start reading. Or you read along with me. Starting at chapter 4, it says, "After these things I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, Come up here, and I will show you things which must take place after this. Immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he who sat there was like a jasper and sardis. Sardis is ruby stone in appearance. And there was a rainbow around the throne in appearance like an emerald. Around the throne were 24 thrones, and on the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white robes, and they had crowns of gold on their heads. And from the throne proceeded lightnings, thunderings, and voices. And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Before the throne there was a sea of glass like crystal, and in the midst of the throne and around the throne were four living creatures full of eyes in front and in back. The first living creature was like a lion, the second living creature like a calf, the third living creature had a face like a man, and the fourth living creature was like a flying eagle. And the four living creatures, each having six wings, were full of eyes around and within, and they do not rest day or night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Whenever the living creatures gave glory and honor and thanks to him who sits on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him who sits on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, and you created all things, and by you, your will, they exist and were created. Chapter 5, the Lamb takes the scroll. And I saw the right hand of him who sat on the throne a written scroll inside on the back, sealed with seven seals. Let me start reading chapter 5, verse 1 again, because it seems like I misread something there. And I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll written inside and on the back, sealed with seven seals. Then I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and loose its seals?" And no one in heaven or on the earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look at it. So I wept much because no one was found worthy to open and read the scroll or to look at it. But one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose its seven seals." Excuse me. And I looked, and behold, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as though he had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which were the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. Then he came back and took the scroll out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne. Now, when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open the seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood. And out of every tribe and tongue and people and nations, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on earth." Then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, the living creatures and the elders, and the number of them were 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, I heard saying, "Blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever." Then the four living creatures said, "Amen." And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped him who lives forever and ever. Chapter 6. The first seal, the conqueror. Now I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures saying with a voice like thunder, "Come and see." And I looked, and behold, a white horse. And he who sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he went out to conquer. He went out conquering and to conquer. The second seal, conflict on earth. When he opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature saying, "Come and see." And another horse, fiery red, went out. And it was
granted to the one who sat on it to take peace from the earth, and that people should kill one another. And there was given to him a great sword. The third seal, scarcity on earth. When he opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, "Come and see." And I looked, and behold, a black horse, and he who sat on it had a pair of scales in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four living creatures say, "A quart of wheat for a denarius, and 3 quarts of barley for a denarius. And do not harm the oil and the wine." The fourth seal, widespread death on earth. When he opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature saying, "Come and see." And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and the name of him was Death, and Hades. Hades is hell. Followed with him, and power was given to them over a fourth of the earth to kill with the sword, with hunger, with death, and by the beasts of the earth. The fifth seal, the cry of the martyrs. A martyr is a person who died for their faith. When he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, "How long, O Lord, holy and true, until you judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth?" And a white robe was given to each of them, and it was said to them that they should rest a little while longer until the number of their fellow servants and their brethren who would be killed as they were was complete. The sixth seal, cosmic disturbances. That's universe. Cosmic means universe. I looked when he opened the sixth seal, and behold, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as a sackcloth. A sackcloth is a garment used for mourning of hair, a sackcloth of hair. And from noon, I looked, and when he opened the sixth seal, and behold, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became like blood, and the stars of heaven fell to the earth, as the fig tree drops its late figs when it is shaken by a mighty wind. Then the sky receded as a scroll when it is rolled up, and every mountain and island was moved out of its place. And the kings of the earth, the great men, the rich men, the commanders, the mighty men, every slave and every free man hid themselves in the caves and in the rocks of the mountains and said to the mountains and rocks, "Fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath." Wrath means anger of the Lamb. "For the great day of his wrath has come, and who is able to stand?" The seal of Israel, chapter 7. After these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth or the sea or any tree. Then I saw another angel ascending from the east. Ascending means coming or moving from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was granted to harm the earth and the sea, saying, "Do not harm the earth, the sea, or the trees till we have sealed the servants of God on their foreheads." And I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel were sealed. Of the tribe of Judah, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Reuben, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Gad, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Asher, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Simeon, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Levi, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Issachar, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Joseph, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Benjamin, 12,000 were sealed. After these things, I looked, and behold, a great multitude, no one could number, of all nations, tribes, people, tongues, were standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, with palm branches in their hands, crying out with a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood around the throne, and elders and four living creatures fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders answered, saying to me, "Who are those arrayed in white robes?" And those white robes, and where did they come from? And I said to him, "Sir, you know." So he said to me, "Those are the ones who come out of the great tribulation and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will dwell among them. They shall neither hunger any more nor thirst any more. And the sun shall not strike them, nor any heat. For the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd them and lead them to living water fountains, to living fountains of water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." Chapter 8, the seventh seal, prelude before the trumpets. Prelude means before. Chapter 8. When he opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour. And I saw the seven angels who stand before God. And to them were given seven trumpets. Then another angel, having a golden censer, came and stood at the altar, and he was given much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense with the prayers of the saints ascended before God from the angel's hand. Then the angel took the censer, filled it with fire from the altar, and threw it to the earth. And there were noises, thunderings, lightnings, and an earthquake. So the seven angels who had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound the first trumpet. Vegetation struck. The first angel sounded, and hail and fire followed, mingled with blood, and they were thrown to the earth, to a third of the trees were burned up, and all green grass was burned up. To the second trumpet, the sea struck. Then the second angel sounded, and something like a great mountain burning with fire was thrown into the sea, and a third of the sea became blood, and the third of the living creatures. Then the sea died, and a third of the ships were destroyed. The third trumpet, the water struck. Then the third angel sounded, and a great star fell from heaven, burning like a torch, and it fell on a third of the rivers and on the springs of water. And the name of the star is Wormwood, and the third of the waters became wormwood, and many men died from the water because it was made bitter. The fourth trumpet, the heavens struck. Then the fourth angel sounded, and a third of the sun struck, and a third of the moon, and a third of the stars, so that a third of them were darkened, and a third of the day did not shine, and likewise the night. And I looked, and behold, an angel flying throughout the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, "Woe! Woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth because of the remaining blast of the trumpets of the three angels who were to sound." Chapter 9. The fifth trumpet, the locusts from the bottomless pit. Then the fifth angel sounded, and I saw an altar fallen from heaven to the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit. The smoke arose from the pit like the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun of the air was darkened because of the smoke of the pit. Then out of the smoke locusts came upon the earth, and to them was given power as scorpions to the earth has power. Scorpions of the earth have power, excuse me. They were commanded not to harm the grass of the earth or any green thing or any trees, but only those men who do not have the seal of God on their forehead. And they were not given authority to kill them, but to torture them for 5 months. And their torment was like the torment of a scorpion when it strikes a man. In those days, men will seek death, and death will not find. In those days, men will seek death and will not find it. They will desire to die, and death will flee from them. And the shape of the locusts was like horses prepared for battle, and on their heads were crowns, something like gold, and their faces were like faces of men, and their hair like women's hair, and their teeth were like lions' teeth, and they had breastplates like breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings were like the sounds of chariots. With many horses running into battle, and they had tails like scorpions, and they were stings, They had tails like scorpions, and there were stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months. And they had as kings over them the angels of the bottomless. Let me start this again. And they had as king over them the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in Hebrew is Abaddon, and in Greek he is named Apollyon. And one woe is past. Behold, till two more woes were coming after this. And I will start with the sixth trumpet on the next program, on our next show. I'd like to go out with a closing prayer. Father, again, once again, thank you for this day, our Father, for allowing us sheep to prosper and be in good health. And in right mind. In Jesus' name I pray. And as always, sheep, take the Lord along with you everywhere you go. Until next time, God bless you. Take God with you.
The
won't let you down.